Okay, John, welcome you to Serbia.
Hey.
I think for the third time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exit, then Belgrade, then exit.
You got it.
Okay, we talked in Belgrade a couple years ago. So last year you released an EP.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that release?
Well, we wanted to make some music. We felt like we had something to say, and we wanted to do something for ourselves and for our fans that stuck with us over the years, you know? So we wanted to make a product, no record company, no contract. We put it out ourselves. It's smaller this way, but it felt right for us to do it like this.
Like that song, No Fronts.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting ready to sign a deal, and we're gonna put out the EP and some extra songs with it. So more people can have it, you know? It's difficult to reach people with only word of mouth and things like this. So we have to get a little bit more marketing behind us, a little bit more promotion. And as far as next for us, we want to start working on a new album. We're going to release an album for our 30th anniversary in 2020. So
yeah, 1990, that was the beginning.
Yep.
I'm the 90s kid, so I'm coming from that 90s background.
Right.
And I can see it's a new wave of the 90s again in fashion, maybe in music. So a very interesting circle of maybe.
I guess, I mean, we're not playing the odds here, you know? We're only doing what feels right for us. And we felt like we have something to say. We got some ideas. The band is playing live at a very tremendous level, and we want to take advantage of that before it's all over. It's that simple. We found a label that wants to be a partner and wants to be cool and not try and take everything away from us. And we're not interested in that kind of deal. We're not teenagers, you know? I'm turning 49 in 1 minute, so.
Okay, we'll wait for your birthday. One question. So, you mentioned 1990 as the beginning of Doggy Dog. You started, you were young, it was fun, something new, and here we are 28 years later, you're doing the same thing. Can you describe me what is the leitmotif for you to have a band and to sing and to travel?
For me, it really, Doggy Dog's been a lot of things. It's been a business, it's been fun, it's been many things. Right now, I feel like it's a family. You know, we're together, not only the band, but the people that work for us and with us. We're a family together. We have a lot of fun when we're touring. So by putting out this new music, by writing new songs, we're helping to maybe make the family a little bigger. And it's a part-time thing for us. You know, for many years, we're only doing it part of the year. So when we do it now, we really appreciate the fact that we have a chance to do it, and there's people in the crowd that want to see us, and there's promoters that are calling that want to have Doggy Dog. It's nice for us, so it's a great feeling to be almost 30 years old as a band, almost 50 years old as a person, and know that people want to see you play music. Still, it's nice.
Thank you, John, very much. I think that's a time for your birthday.
My smartwatch is not so smart. Oh, there it is, yep.
Okay, John, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.